Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What look at this Ravens defense. What do you see here as you for challenges that they present?
Well, they're always one of the best defenses in the league, and I think that there's a lot of reasons for that. They're extremely well coached. It's a big physical group on defense there. They got great leaders and players that really, you know, do a great job of getting them in their calls. Their system is complicated, and you know, they can give you problems with scheme. They can certainly give you problems with you know, some of the great players that they have at all three levels of their defense. And then top it all off, you know, you play in that stadium, and then, you know, you certainly got to deal with the noise too. So be a great challenge for us this week.
Hey, Josh, I was just wondering on Sunday, and I know we're moving ahead, but when Hernandez went down, how much of the game plan went with him, and how hard is it with a few new guys in terms of personnel and yourself being new back to make that adjustment on the fly?
You always have to be prepared for you know, certainly different ways to play the game. And I think when we go through practice each week, we never put our whole game plan with a single personnel grouping in mind. We'll always try to be multiple, which I think is just part of what we've always tried to do here. But I think that philosophy always helps you, I wouldn't even call it adjust, but it always helps you adapt in the middle of the game, you know, because if you lose, if you lose a tight end and you have to play, you know, with two backs in the game, or if you lose a receiver and you play with more tight ends, you know, whatever it may be, that you've practiced enough of those things during the course of the week and that your game plan is representative of the fact that, you know, you're always one injury away from losing some things in your game plan. I think that's common. I think that's every week. So, there's some things that you kind of hold or cross off, and you use the other things that you've practiced a lot during the course of the week. And I think it, that really happens probably more than you might think it does.
I also wanted to ask, you know, as an observer watching the game without your expert knowledge and the tendencies and everything else that you have working for you, I hated that call on 3rd and 4 to run a throwback pass with Woodhead. Is that one that you look at and say, you know, I'd like to have had that one back, or do you say, you know what, we would have had that if a few things went differently for us?
You always, anytime you go into a game with certain things that you want to try to maybe take advantage of, you know, there's always an element of the unknown, whenever you may call any play. And I think that, we're always trying to call things certainly that, the players, one, can execute, two, gives them a good chance to be successful on any play, whether it be a run, a pass, first down, second down, third down, whatever it is. Sometimes it turns out that maybe the call wasn't right, or the execution wasn't maybe as good as you wanted, or you got a different look on defense or something else that, made the play, the result of the play a little different than what you had hoped for. So, I think that's playing football, and that's part of coaching, and anytime you take, game plan into the game, you know, you hope it works out exactly the way you practiced it and exactly the way you hoped it would unfold, but inevitably there's always some things that change.
Josh, when Julian is out in the field alongside Brandon Lloyd, I guess, with the two receivers and two tight ends, what do you like that he brings to that package?
First of all, Julian's, We played multiple different guys, and we moved them around the other day quite a little bit. Did the same thing in Tennessee, and you know, I think we got a lot of guys that can do different things and help us make some plays and move the ball. And Julian's certainly one of those guys. You know, he's made quite a few plays the other day in the game and really helped us and came up big in a couple of those two-minute situations there. You know, he's a guy that gives you everything he's got on every play. He's, you know, he's got good speed and caught the ball well for us so far this year, and certainly gives you an element. I mean, he's a returner and gives you an element of a catch, run after catch, you know, that I would say is, you know, something that he does fairly well. You know, not to say we don't have other players that do it very well too, but Jules is, you know, I think earned the right to get out there and play. And you know, we used him a lot in the three receiver sets opposite of Brandon with Wes inside, and then, you know, used him a little bit in there in some of those two tight end formations as well.
Josh, despite you having been here before and obviously coming on late last year to help assist, are there growing pains that are being experienced from an offensive standpoint in terms of, you know, younger running back, Julian getting more run as well, just some personnel issues that will take some time to sort of sort out and let this team carve its offensive identity?
You know, I think we go out there every week to play our best football, and I think that this is a time of the year where, you know, making strides in every area of your game, and whether that be individually or as a unit, I think is really important. This is, you know, it'd be hard to imagine that, you know, most teams are playing at their peak at this point, and I think that we're all trying to work to get better in a lot of different areas, coaching, playing, the way we practice and prepare. I think it's just a normal, you know, a normal process that every team goes through each year, and, you know, we got to do a good job of, you know, improving each week that we have an opportunity to go out there and practice and get better. And you know, certainly the other day wasn't good enough, and we want to go out there and improve our offense and our team this week.
Josh, kind of piggybacking on that question, you've coached Brandon Lloyd before. Him being new, first-year Patriot, and the chemistry that a guy like that is going to develop with Tom Brady, you know, can you expect it to be good from the get-go, or is that something that just takes time to develop?
I think any time, you know, you have a pass receiver and a quarterback, you know, the more they work together, the better they're going to be. And I think that Brandon and Tom have certainly connected a number of times so far this year, and have made some important big plays for us. And I think that, you know, the more we work at it on different elements of our game, you know, I think that, you know, we hopefully improve each week during the course of the season. But we've thrown it out there quite a little bit, and Brandon's made a lot of plays, and, you know, at the same time we've missed a few opportunities too. But I think that's, you know, that's the NFL, and that's passing the football, and, you know, some of those plays are not high percentage, but you know, I think the more we work at it, the better we're going to get.
Josh, a lot of discussion in the media just on Wes and maybe why he's not on the field as much as he was last year. I know you weren't here last year, but why are those numbers maybe down a little bit this year for Wes?
I think Wes is, you know, Wes played a big role for us the other day, and, you know, I think it just goes back to the fact that we feel like we've got you know, a number of different guys that can contribute and help our offense, and have, you know, have earned the opportunities that they're getting. And I think Wes, you know, whatever it was, we threw the ball his way 12 or 13 times or somewhere in that neighborhood the other day, and you know, he made a number of big plays for us. So you know, I just, each game plan ends up different. Sometimes we play, you know, guys the majority of the game. Other times we feel like, you know, using some different rotations may give us some advantages, whether that be a matchup that we end up with in the front or a personnel grouping that we expect the defense to give us, or even formationally ourselves in terms of what we try to do. So I think there's a number of factors that go into our game plan every week, but certainly he's going to be a big part of our game plan each week that we go in and play.
Take a final question for Coach.
Josh, maybe more on the personal side. You know, going up with against the Ravens this week, Dean Pease is their defensive coordinator, obviously, as you know. Just your, what is sort of your thoughts on going up against one of his defenses and sort of what you've taken from him in your career as a coach?
Dean's a a great individual and a great football coach, and I've had the opportunity to get to know him as a person, and certainly you know, coach alongside with him here in New England for a few years, and he always has his unit prepared. He always has his players, you know, gives them a great understanding of the team that they're getting ready to play and the strengths and weaknesses of that team. He works extremely hard, and you can tell that his unit plays, sound, fundamental defense. They don't give you any easy plays to make you work for it. And, you know, he's certainly got this unit playing fast, and they're physical. And, you know, I think that the hallmark of a good defense is they make you work for everything that you get, and I think you can certainly see that with Dean's group there in Baltimore. This will be a great challenge for us, and you know, Dean will have them well prepared.